from KQED.
In the run-up to Thanksgiving, many of us like to take a moment to think about those who have less. Some of us even volunteer at a local soup kitchen or food bank. If you do, you know the economy's recovery from the Great Recession has left many people behind. Hunger is still pervasive across California. Prepare to be shocked by this statistic. The regional food bank in Los Angeles distributes, on average, 1.1 million pounds of food a week. We asked the president and CEO, Michael Flood, how the need has grown in recent years.
We're seeing new people in the food lines, people who, before the Great Recession hit, were working self-sufficient and doing fine. We've seen a 50% increase of people seeking assistance from food pantries and agencies we're serving. And a lot of these people have never been in a food line before. Some were donors, some were volunteers, some were helping in other ways. But, you know, in Los Angeles County, our unemployment rate is still hovering around 10%, well above the national average. And it's just kept a lot of people who want to work either in part-time jobs where they want a full-time job or not working at all and really struggling.
So take us down the line, as it were, at a local soup kitchen that is serviced by the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. What kinds of people are we seeing in this line?
Well, the typical type of agency we're serving is a food pantry. We do serve meal programs, shelters, and soup kitchens, but the vast majority of agencies we serve are food pantries where families and individuals are going to get grocery bags full of food to take to their home and prepare over a series of a number of days. And that really is what's going on, especially here in Los Angeles. People are just trying to hold on to their housing, rent, utilities, and other fixed expenses. And whatever's left over in the budget is their food budget. That's where they run short. And they look to a food pantry, a meal program, some type of charitable site, or a program like the food stamp, which is now called the CalFresh program here in California. You know, the food stamp SNAP program got cut on November 1st.
What does that mean? How does that play out for food banks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cut that just occurred for the food stamp program is about the same size of what charitable programs distribute on an annual basis right now. When a cut occurs of that size, no, we don't see there's any way that charitable programs can just overnight double what they're distributing. But there are other cuts being proposed in Congress that could hit families even harder, and we'll see how that plays out over these next several weeks as Congress debates the Farm Bill and funding levels for the current federal fiscal year.
Well, Michael Flood, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk now about how you move 1.1 million pounds of food a week. It takes 183,000 square feet of warehousing spread out over four buildings. That plus a fleet of more than 20 trucks, ranging from tractor trailers to refrigerated vans, to pick up donated food locally. The food bank also gets fresh produce donations through the California Association of Food Banks Farm to Family program. And every year, 32,000 volunteers lend a helping hand. Today, we meet a group of high school kids from a Roman Catholic school, Crespi Carmelite. They come from Encino, an affluent neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley. John DePire is the teacher leading this group.
We are doing what we call an impact week. The juniors all do the food missions, the food banks. Basically, their service for this week is to help the poor. So we bring them down here.
And tell me what they're doing right now today.
Today they're separating the good veggies and fruit from the bad veggies and fruit. They're packaging it up, and hopefully by the end of the day they'll send that out to people who are in need.
This segment was produced together with the California Report's LA Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.